Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Takes the snap. He's looking. He's hit as he throws. It's intercepted. It's picked off. Running with the football down the sideline is Jalen Hunt for a touchdown.
Well, that's one way to get it done. This is an outstanding job on the call. Jalen Carter just beefs right through the offensive line, just runs over the center. He puts the hit on Carson Wentz, and Carson Wentz lets that football go.
What a play by the Eagles defense. What a play by Jalen Hunt. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilley. That was a huge play in the game as the Eagles put seven up on the defensive side. And that was one of those, Hugh, where Vic Fangio had a pass rusher drop into coverage.
Yes.
And you could, when they kind of zoomed out and they showed Carter with the pressure, right? And Wentz thinks he has Jefferson wide open over the middle. Like, he never even thought about Hunt dropping into coverage. It never crossed his mind that Hunt was going to drop there. So he's thinking, all right, the linebacker moved, right? So that middle of the field is wide open. He throws it out there. Jalen Hunt grabs it and goes and runs for a touchdown.
Snatch that thing out there.
You know what it kind of reminded me of? Rusher dropping into coverage. The quarterback never saw it. It reminded me of this play way back in the day at the Vet with a certain Eagles pass rusher with an interception.
Here comes the blitz. Chandler, it's picked off. Right into the hands of Hugh Douglas, who dropped back from his defensive end spot in a zone blitz.
Didn't I just talk about Hugh Douglas? Did I say that he's relentless?
You're visionary.
As a pass rusher he is, but how about now as a defender? Hugh Douglas is on the line of scrimmage. They believe that he's going to come on a blitz, but he doesn't. Look what he does. Here's a defensive end. He drops back. Look at the great hands and the great reaction.
I don't know about great hands. I got lucky.
Yeah.
That ball came so fast, man. I never forget it because I can't believe I caught it. It was just more of a reaction than anything. And when I caught it, I was like, oh, snap. I caught it.
I guess I'm supposed to run now. This worked out perfectly.
Yeah, it was, man. But it's one of those plays where as a defender, as a defensive end, that's not what I want to do. I want to rush the passer. But it was the defense that was called. And mostly you just sit in the middle of the zone because the quarterback is reading whichever way he reads, left to right, middle, whatever. And normally when you drop, it's a delayed drop and they don't see you.
And Carson did not see him.
He did not see him, and he threw that. And Jalen, he snatched it out the air and he took it to the house.
No, I watched it back a couple times. You could see, like, if Jalen wasn't there, Wentz would have hit Jefferson for a big gain. Like,
yeah.
As the middle of the field was open. But obviously the call from Fangio was perfect. It tricked Wentz. Wentz threw it right to him. I mean, Hunt has some D-back skills from when he was younger in his early college days.
Yeah, because he was a safety, right?
Yeah, at Cornell. And then, then he bounced around and transferred. But clearly, big-time play there by Jalen Hunt. The Eagles absolutely needed it. But, Hugh, yesterday, Hunt's interception wasn't the only story at edge rusher for the Eagles. What did you make of some of those snaps? Jahad Campbell, Hugh, we kind of thought this might be coming. We asked Ross about it during the week last week. We talked about the pregame show yesterday. So, N'Kobe Dean came back two games ago.
Shout out to N'Kobe Dean, man. He had a hell of a game.
He did.
All over the place.
So he came back a little bit 2 weeks ago, but you could tell they were kind of ramp him up, right? So this game, he played more snaps, and when he was out there, Hugh, it was clear they were going to have to do some shuffling here, right? Like, mm-hmm. where are they going to play Jihad? And it just seems so obvious to me that with the issues we have at edge, we have less depth at edge. We just lost Za'Darius Smith at edge. Injuries there as well. Mm-hmm. Campbell can do it. So there were some plays out there yesterday. Elliot mentioned to us on the pregame show in warmups, he saw it, where N'Kobe Dean played in the middle. Jihad Campbell played off the edge. Hugh, what did you notice when they did that? Because I think we might see more of that as this time goes on
here. I think he has tremendous speed. Mm-hmm. He has a quick first step. He needs to get the hands off of him, though. Like, there was a lot of times where I saw where he would engage and he would try to lock out, and you could clearly see the tackle holding him. But he has some wiggle about him. It's going to be some time before he really is a formidable guy off the edge. But he's quick, man. He's really quick. And the thing about being a linebacker as opposed to defensive end playing that position, when you get up the field, you have to be able to read your keys. You could tell he's a little hesitant because he's a rookie, number one. And the fact that, you know, he's playing a different role. But, man, I'm looking at some of the plays right now. He has that initial pop off the line. He's going to be okay. He just needs to learn how to see things a little bit quicker. And I can see him getting a couple sacks this season.
Oh, I could, too. No, I think it's something we're going to see more and more of. And I thought Hugh N'Kobe played well. I kept writing his name down. Like, he was getting involved in the run game when the Vikings ran the football. So, as time goes on, we could get more of this. Of course, that edge position is going to be a big conversation. There are 15 days until the NFL trade deadline. But perhaps the Eagles are about to fill this thing. I was going to say internally, but I guess he's external now. I don't know what he is. But Brandon Graham, we got the story yesterday, Hugh, during the pregame show. All the insiders were saying, sounds like there's something brewing between the Eagles and Brandon Graham. Let's hear Jay Glazer yesterday, NFL Fox pregame show, on the idea of the Eagles bringing back BG.
Yeah, a little kind of word broke this morning that Brandon Graham was considering coming out of retirement for those Philadelphia Eagles. Well, I'm going to take it a step further. Earlier this season, their general manager, Howie Roseman, actually talked to Brandon Graham about the possibilities, but before Za'Darius Smith signed with them. Well, he started working out, seeing if he could do it. And then this past week, Za'Darius Smith retired. They went back to Brandon Graham. He said, let me ramp up these workouts, really going after it. And listen, he actually could re-sign with the Eagles, possibly as early as tomorrow, to return to the Eagles. But again, until, you know, pen is put to paper, you never know. But that's their hope. But this is speeding up here for Brandon Graham to return to the Eagles.
Love
absolutely.
That guy. Yeah.
Clock's ticking. Well, that tomorrow is today. Right? That report was from yesterday. Hugh, we talked about a little bit on the pregame show. Now that you've had a day to digest it, and it does feel like this is going to happen, right? Like, this feels like it's imminent. What I thought was interesting from that Jay Glazer report was he mentioned that the wheels were in motion for this around week one, right? When the Eagles signed Za'Darius Smith. Seems like that's when Howie and Brandon first talked, like, what do you think? And now, you know, 6-7 weeks later, as Za'Darius Smith exits the stage, right? He arrived and then he retired pretty quickly here. They're circling back to this. Hugh, I think this is going to happen. And yesterday when we talked about it, I said it felt desperate. I still think it does feel a little bit desperate. But if he wants to play and he thinks his body can handle it, I mean, he can help still.
I mean, I think so. I think so. And that's the thing about it, man. You never tell a person of BG's caliber what they can't do. And that's the thing that you kind of look at. As a guy that played the game and, you know, fell apart when I got older. But here's the thing that you look at with BG, and I don't think it's going to happen, but you take a chance of, you know, getting re-injured and, you know, it not being the guy that you were before, you know, because you haven't played in a while and you haven't ramped up. I know he's been doing everything in his power to ramp up, but those are the chances that you take. And let's not forget the wife. The wife had a lot to say, and he made it clear that, you know, every decision he makes goes through her. I'm pretty sure she has some things that she wants to say and has said to him. So it's one of those decisions that, you know, it's probably going to be a tough one for him. But he if he can still play, then why not? Why not go out there and play?
Yeah, I expect this to happen now. I mean, I think he's going to be here. Now, the question will be how quickly they can ramp him up. Is he going to play this weekend if he signs, you know, today or tomorrow? Does he play this weekend? Do you think it's going to take him a few weeks if he signs? Hugh, let's go off the idea he signs today. Is he going to play Sunday, or is this going to take a few weeks to ramp him up so it'll be maybe more after the bye week?
You know what? I'm trying to remember when Trot did it. I remember because I went to his workout, and I talked to him, and I want to say I think he did special teams that weekend.
So he got a little bit of run.
He got a little bit of run, and then after, I would say, the next week, he probably was starting. It was something like that. So it just all depends on where he is and how much Vic Fangio believes in him and, you know, where how Brandon feels out there practicing.
So, look, I reserve the right to change this based on injuries and how things happen. But as I sit here today, if BG comes back, which we all think he's going to, Nolan Smith should come off the IR sometime in the next few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Jalix Hunt, Brandon Graham, Josh Uche, and now Jahad Campbell coming off the edge.
You got some ballers.
Well, it makes me feel like corner is the biggest issue, not edge. Like, if Howie's got one more move up his sleeve, Kyle, I'd rather a corner. Again, if BG comes back and if Nolan is about to come back from the IR, that's five guys. Nolan, Hunt, BG, Campbell, Uche, and not even including Ojulari because I think he's just kind of, you know, and not even really part of the mix. But those five, I'd rather go spend my resource on another corner.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I could... I don't think BG coming in and Nolan Smith coming back is going to make this pass rush great all of a sudden. But another corner, I think I can talk myself into it looking more like last season where the pass rush wasn't great, but the corners were so good
yep.
that, you know, you almost got coverage sacks every now and then. But they're going to go against some pretty tough, like, wide receiver teams coming up. They're going to have the Cowboys eventually, the Lions, stuff
Packers.
Like that. Like, I mean, yeah, these passing attacks are not a joke that the Eagles are going to have to play this season. So, I mean, I did love Jordan Addison running around out there and feeling like he was, I mean, he looked like he was, he had Quinion's number a couple
he
times.
Was
like,
wide open.
Yeah, a lot. And that, you know, that can't happen.
Yeah,
with
right. And if we're playing a better quarterback, those are big plays rather than maybe just the plays they were. 215-592-9494 for your reaction to the idea of Brandon Graham coming back. There's some thought out there that some people don't want him to come back because he's going to get hurt again. Like, I hope he doesn't. But, like, if he is willing to play, he wants to play.
Why not?
I don't think he's going to hurt the team. In fact, he's going to be better than what they have out there. He'll give them – if he can give them 10 to 15 decent snaps a game, it's depth. I mean, that's what they're missing from last year. They don't have the roster depth.
I mean, even if he just comes in and makes the run game a little better.
Of course.
Like that, you know, that – that trickles down.
It does.
Fangio likes
to say. And it does feel like it's going to happen. Let's go to Nick in Reading. What's up, Nick?
Hey, you two guys are talking about the offensive line. I mean, I know they're beat up, but Tyler Steen's he's no good. I mean, when they got rid of Mickey Becton, I think they became a different team.
Mickey?
I mean, Mickey Becton was phenomenal.
Mickey.
I would have paid.
No, Mickey.
Okay, I like
fine,
Mickey.
That's fine.
Like
we can, I'm okay with
it. It is a downgrade, Nick, to go from Becton to Steen. Yeah. I agree.
I'd have paid him and not given, no offense to Barkley, but why would you give him that extension?
Nick,
you could give money to an offensive lineman.
You're preaching to the choir. When they obviously Saquon was amazing last year, and he's a great player. But when they gave him the extra money, when they didn't have to, like it wasn't like he was a free agent to be. He had signed a contract of multiple years.
It was a thank you.
Saquon
Barkley.
You don't give out thank yous in salary cap leagues.
I mean, I'm okay with that.
I'm okay with
a financial apology or a financial thank you.
No, and I think, and I also think play action made a big difference, and they haven't done that in 7 weeks. Real play action.
It did. The numbers on the play action yesterday, Jalen Hurts was 4 of 4, including the bomb to Devontae. Everyone's been saying this for years, more under center, and they finally did it yesterday. It worked to perfection.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
well, they better keep doing it. And Petullo made that decision, and I'll give him credit for that. But otherwise, you know, they're not going to be able to run the ball with that offensive line, so they're going to have to throw a whole lot. And that they're going to have to stay on the field a little bit longer so the defense can get some rest.
Well, they are. The only problem with your thought, and I agree with you, but the only problem is it's hard to stay on the field for, you know, in terms of time of possession if you're a throwing first team, right? It's just
I understand, and that's a concern. When you get those bombs, the defense gets 2 minutes rest.
Yeah.
It's the defensive guys need to get some rest, even though they're not playing great. They still need to stay off the field for less than half the game.
I agree, and even
I was at the Denver game, and they looked beat up. They looked tired.
I agree with you. And Nick, good phone call. I think yesterday they lost time of possession again, right? They lost it against the Giants last week. They lost it to Denver. Yeah, look, we're happy today, and the pass game was awesome. But our caller's right. When you have these bombs for touchdowns, those are short drives, right?
Yeah.
Like, so, and you're going to take them
Quick
when
hitters.
You can get them. Quick hitters, right? You're going to take them when you get them. But they need the run game to get going so they could salt games away and win time of possession,
totally agree. Totally
help
agree.
Your defense. I don't think anyone's happy where the run game is right now.
No, it's not. But you're happy, definitely happy about the win. Definitely happy about
yeah.
that.
The weird part on the run game is it's 7 weeks, right? Like if this was 2 or 3 or 4, I think we were all saying the same thing like a month ago. Like they'll figure it out. It's the Eagles always run the football.
It's week 8.
It does feel like it's been a long time since they've run
run it effectively.
We keep betting Saquon's overs in our parlays on Friday.
Yeah, we gotta stop.
We're making donations to the sports book. I mean, he's not even coming close. He's not. It's really bizarre.
And the Vikings don't have a good run defense.
Yeah, I know. I did think though the first long run, one of the best runs he had yesterday.
Yeah, he got going a little bit like early.
Yes, the 3rd and 13 set up the 4th and 4 bomb to AJ. Right, because that was a 3rd and 13 around midfield on the first drive. He got like 9 yards on that play. And then I think that set up the Eagles to go for the 4th down. So that actually was kind of an under-the-radar important run. Art in Philly's up. Hey, Art.
Yeah, buddy.
Hey, Art.
Thanks for taking my call.
Anytime, Art. What do you got?
Well, I want to tell you, Douglas, that I was wrong. He was right. He got me. He's the prosecutor.
This is big of you, Art.
He got me. But the thing is this. Look, I made Ertz play that good. Me. You know why?
I like that.
Did you ever hear the jinx factor?
Mm-hmm. I do it all the time, Art.
I'm okay with that, Art.
Yeah, I gave him the reverse jinx. The reverse jinx. I banned him so much that he had to play good.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to say. Look, I love you guys. Keep it up.
And we love you, Art.
You make me laugh every day. I can't wait to hear from the comedy show. It's a sports comedy show. Keep it up.
You got Art. We appreciate you, buddy. You have a great day. And then you know what I like that? That's accountability, self accountability from Art.
But Art doesn't have to apologize, man, because this is what we do.
Yes, he does.
No, he doesn't. Art doesn't have to apologize. Listen, man, I'm okay with disagreeing with people. Mm-hmm. It's what we do. I try to get y'all right every day, and we disagree every day.
Mm.
And, well, I think we're trying to get you right.
I'm trying to get y'all.
We're trying to.
Right.
We're trying to help you.
We line up and we do this every day, man. It's never personal.
It's never. Of course, never personal. As far as Art goes, I do appreciate the accountability, and I like how Art. You know why Art fits the show so well? With new information comes new opinions. Art said that Vic Fangio stunk, and then he changed it.
Yep.
Art also said that Hurts stinks, and he changed it. I love that. Because guess what? You know what art is? Art's a fan.
That's exactly.
I mean, that's what fans do, though, right. man. At the end of the day, that's what fans do.
Roller coaster of emotions.
Come on.
And I'm not a roller coaster.
I'll get the hell out of here.
Like right here.
You are not a roller coaster of emotions? You sat here 1 hour ago and went through the entire gamut of emotions that you felt when Prince brought your wife on stage.
That's a whole different animal, though.
I know. I'm sure it is, but you brought it up. I didn't ask you to tell the story.
Prince didn't have no drawers on. He was on stage just gyrating around and... Then when I wasn't the only one that was going to lose my wife that night.
Have you considered that your wife was cold?
What do you mean? Is that what it was?
Prince just needed to,
You need a guy out there to help you
think
out.
About that.
That's the kind of friend you needed in a tough moment. Have you considered this?
She was cold.
Oh, man.
And you were smoking crack.
I was smoking crack, yeah. But I was smoking crack.
There it is. Let's go to Wyatt out in Colorado. What's up, Wyatt?
Colorado.
Hey, happy Victory Monday, fellas.
Happy Victory Monday, Wyatt. What's up?
That's a real Colorado name, though. Wyatt is a real Colorado name.
I like that. Yep.
It is. It's got that Western thing.
Yep.
Hey, Hugh, you should be proud that Prince wanted to dance up on your wife. It's Prince, man.
No, I mean, I wasn't thinking like that.
It's good
Prince,
spin. Huh? I like that, Wyatt. Yeah, you should look back fondly at what happened.
No, I don't.
I'd love to be able to say that. But, hey, guys, great win. Awesome to see the passing game come to life. I had no doubts about Jalen. Devontae and AJ are definitely one of the best duos in the NFL. That can't go unsaid. But up to this point, we've been talking about the predictability of the offense. I want to talk about the predictability of the run game. I heard Merrill talk about the line not being full strength, and, yeah, that's the thing for sure. But why do they constantly run Saquon right up the middle, right into the teeth of the defense? Almost every play, I feel like he gets stuffed often behind the line. Defenses are expecting it now. Why don't they bounce him to the outside? He's got the speed to get around the edge. I know he did a lot last year. And they just keep sending him into a brick wall. It's killing me.
Wyatt, I agree. And just anecdotally, as I think through it, the few, I don't know, like 5 or 6 good runs he's had this year, like let's say 13, 14, 15, 16 yards, I feel like all of them are either pitch plays or outside plays, like what you're speaking of. Like when he goes off tackle, especially over Mailata, that's where I feel like they've actually gotten some traction. And then for some reason, they only do that like, you know, once every quarter and a half.
Yeah, I mean, we're never going to get to a Super Bowl if we don't get more creative in the run game. Even throwing in some reverses and doing anything other than just straight up the middle.
It's not, and Wyatt, it hasn't worked. I mean, it's been, and it's weird to say because it just never happens with the Eagles. It's been one of the worst run offense in the NFL. And Wyatt, we appreciate the phone call. Hugh, they got to get that figured out. I mean, yesterday they were able to lean on Jalen's arm, and he played great. But that formula to need 300 yards every week, that's not going to win most games.
No, it's not sustainable.
They need more help on the run game. And the weird part is they can't seem to find any one thing that works. Like sometimes they'll do this, sometimes they'll do that, sometimes they'll break 1 for 6, then they'll go back. A lot of backwards runs, and we're going to wait to see what the results are, but it does sound like Cam Jurgens is going for an MRI because he came out of that game yesterday. They also just can't stay healthy. Every week it seems like one of them goes out of the game, right? Lane went out of 2 games. Jurgens out of a game. Dickerson out of a game. I think that's a big part of it. They can't – the health is a problem this year.
Yeah, and, you know, I ain't going to say I told you so, but, I did kind of with the fact that they played a lot more football than everybody else. I did kind of talk about that earlier.
Yeah, Chiefs are starting to look good on offense. The they played just as much football last year.
Yeah, and they were banged up. They were banged up early on, and now they're starting to get healthy. Sometimes it just takes time. You got to weather the storm, man.
They're going to make the playoffs, by the way. You're doing the Chiefs are going to miss the playoffs thing.
I told you so.
So we went 1-1.
But they're the Super Bowl favorites.
You're talking about
their quarterback
the
is back
Cowboys
is
might
the
be formidable.
MVP favorite.
I know. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I was right.
I did see that. I did what Art did on that one.
Yeah, you don't like what I
did. No, I did the reverse. I did the reverse of what Art did. I motivated the Chiefs.
You motivated the Chiefs?
Yeah.
From your chair here at WIP in Philadelphia?
That they did not hear about at all.
They're playing Hugh Douglas on a loop in the locker room.
Travis Kelce. Play that dumb Kiss the Baby segment again where that...
You called him a glorified podcaster?
He is.
He is.
They're moving the ball because they got all these good receivers now. Because of him. He's transitioning. He's a half a podcaster now. We all know this. Not a surprise. Let's go to Cowboy Jim, who's in New Jersey. What's up, Cowboy Jim? No, I guess we do.
Cowboy Quinn has a nice ring to it. I kind of like that.
Oh, Cowboy.
Cowboy. Quinn. I mean, Cowboy Quinn may have accurately called the NFC East's biggest threat to the Eagles as the Cowboys this season. He may have nailed that one.
Well, you know, Kyle and I believe that you need to be worried about our Cowboys offense. You know, so Kyle and I are going to agree on a lot of things. So I really enjoy this.
Hold on. The worry about the Cowboys only goes so far. It's their offense. Their defense is still a joke. I mean, let's be real.
No, we'll get it together. Jer Barry, he's going to make some moves.
They will
like
not
that.
Get it together. Eberflus is a fool.
Yeah, I would also like to point out that while I said the Cowboys were going to be the biggest threat, I also did say the Eagles are going to sleepwalk their way through winning the NFC East.
And they might literally do that. The Eagles may not be right all year and get to 11 wins and win this by 2 or 3 games. I mean, that certainly could happen.
And by the way, Jalen Schmalen, you generated 3 touchdowns, which is fine. But that POS Wentz, you know, he drove the ball down there 6 times. He drove it down to the red zone 6 times.
Yeah.
The Eagles didn't win it. Of course, the Vikings lost it. That's the way everything seems to be going your way.
All right.
Like they give it up
well,
on that.
Well, I mean, he is a big old dummy, Wentz. We know.
And by the way, Friday was cross your arms, Hugh. I don't think you remember that. It was, well, the Eagles better do this, or the Eagles better that, or all hell's going to break loose. That's what I remember from Friday.
You know what, Jim? You're right. I never say that. You're right, Jim. We appreciate the phone call. He's right. It wasn't I told you so, Douglas.
It was.
It was cross your arms, Douglas.
No, I said we were talking about hypotheticals, because you guys try to hold me to the carpet and
That's
say,
right.
well, what makes you think they're going to win? And I
you
was
had
like,
nothing.
I had faith.
No, you did. You said, well, they have to. They
yeah,
better.
That's faith. That's another word for faith.
That's not faith.
Have to.
No.
It's a must win. It was a must win. Well, it didn't feel like a must win.
It did feel like a must win.
Yes.
I agree with you on that.
And they had to get it right. And I said, because Jalen is the leader that we think he
yeah,
is.
Yeah, we need to pull
and
the tapes.
And he led that team to that victory.
What you said this morning was as if you came in here on Friday and said that Sky Marshall Hurts is going to throw for 300.
I mean, we had to bully you into guaranteeing a win.
I didn't call him Sky Marshall. That's not,
you
that's not the
you
words
have.
That I use.
Well, I mean, he was kind of the Sky Marshall yesterday.
Yeah, he did.
Aired it
but
out.
I did say something to the effect that he has to be the leader that we think he is.
And yesterday he was.
Yeah.
So this
so
is
I,
like,
I kind of... Yeah, that was the I told you.
Yeah,
so.
Well, you worked your way there. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, coming up, it was a weird day for one of the Eagles coaches. I just thought it had a very strange day, but I thought a good one from another Eagles coach. We'll get to all that. Your phone calls, 215-592-9494. The best game I've ever seen Jalen Hurts throw the football in the NFL. Who are you feeling today? Finally? Or... Are you like Ooh. Hugh Douglas that claimed this and I told you so, as if you saw this? You didn't say anything like this on Friday.
Ooh, I tried to.
You did not. All right, Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP, the FanDuel Sportsbook app in partnership with Valley Forge Casino is your home for all your favorite NFL bets, from yards to touchdowns to who will win. With FanDuel, any play can be the play of the game tonight. FanDuel is giving all customers a 30% profit boost token. That's right. You can get in on the action with a 30% PBT this Monday night. Make FanDuel your go-to app for any stat. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to bet on the game. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.